How many of you have ever sold a property with VA no-no financing, basically no down VA? Probably five. When I got in the business in 1980, and I didn't know anything, I mean, I really didn't, but I did notice that a lot of the buyers came from an office called Veteran Real Estate. Now, which is really rather amazing when you think about the interest rate that was going at the time. So you had a no-down purchase price, and you had an interest rate that was something like 17%. And the hottest ticket to sell a property was to get the veteran that wanted to buy a home to use his VA, you pay all the closing costs, and the houses were selling. They were the biggest office in Orange County selling properties at that point. There were times where you did buy downs of financing, which was, that's pretty expensive for the sales side, but that was, it was working. And so we'll talk about why you might choose that and the cost of that transaction. Again, if it creates a very quick transaction, sometimes the cost of the sale, can you can do okay with it anyway. So why would you consider this method a sale? Not every seller is willing to pay the cost of a VA no-no. So usually there are more buyers than sellers. So if you're willing to go that route, there's probably sort of like a pent-up demand for that inventory. In a tough-to-sell market, these buyers still want a home. If they wanted a home at 17% interest, I would imagine that that buyer still exists at whatever interest rate it is now. I'm just curious, does anybody know anybody that works for, is there a VA real estate now, a veteran real estate? I'm just curious. No one knows. Okay. Yes? Oh, still veteran real estate? I'd be curious. I'd give them a call. I want to see how busy they are. So if you guys don't want to call, that's fine. I'll just sell my houses that way. All right. It's very popular again in the 80s when the high interest rates prevailed. The VA buyers still purchased. The key, I think, was zero down. So they didn't have to have a down payment. The problem was the cost of sale for us. And we'll go through a closing statement and show you the expense here in just a second. When it's tough to sell, I think sometimes it might be worth it. The VA price maximum might be the same as Fannie Mae's or FHA's. If you turn to page 129 and 130, on page 129 and 130, you've got the seller's net for a conventional loan transaction. On page 129, you have a $400,000 sale. There's an existing loan balance of $198,000. So you have a gross equity of $202,000. You go through the normal cost involved. And you get to a bottom line where the seller nets $171,309. On the next page, you'll have the net from a VA sale. So your 171 turns into 157. So you end up, all the money that's different ends up being in the seller's credit at the bottom, five lines up, and also it looks like we pay both sides of the escrow fees. $17,000 on a $400,000 sale. Sorry, 14. About 3.5%. What did we say it costs to hold a piece of real estate per month? So if Veteran Real Estate can sell your property in 2 months, and normally it's going to take 6 months, they just save you money. So you can't just look at the closing cost, you have to look at the whole net figure. And it might be a good idea to have them understand that even when you have a property in escrow to buy, you may give them heads up that this is coming down the pike. One of the things about that type of a buyer is there's not a lot of people chasing them saying, here's my house. And so it might be one of those cases where it doesn't have to be in perfect condition for them to want to buy it. So you might end up having less repairs for that type of buyer. Just a thought. So you might save time, and you might also save fix-up money.